time for the North Shore Sports Desk on MSO News Sports. We bring you the latest in high school sports news from all across the North Shore. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the K-Band Savings Bank, Cranny Self Storage in Danvers, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. And Sun and Air, the North Shore's premier golf practice facility. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
North Shore Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro. How's it going, everybody? It is the playoff season. It is November, and we are bringing it every week here on Thursday on MSONewsSports.com. Kelly Media runs the ship. Danny Martin produces the show in the background. And I'm Dom Nicastro. What's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. Something very super.
Great shot, kid. That was one in a million.
Time for the Super Sub Super Performance of the Week.
That's right. Super Sub Shop. Super Performance of the Week is brought to you by Super Sub on 324 Cabot Street. Best cheesesteaks on the North Shore. Check them out. They got good catering deals coming up for the holiday season. Definitely consider them and don't do the parties yourself. They will cater it up. Call them at 978-927-4788. All right, let's get to the Super Sub Shop Performance of the Week. Danvers girls soccer player, Georgia Prouty. And guess what? We have her on the show. We have her. She's so humble. After I recorded our interview with her, I come to find out she's an All-American. What a season. Still alive, Danvers is at the moment on Tuesday night. They had a Wednesday night quarterfinal matchup against Medfield, but she's an All-Conference, first-team Eastern Mass All-Star, All-State, Northeastern Conference Player of the Year, and now All-American, All-New England, Division III Player of the Year. She is the real deal. Danvers girls soccer on Twitter says, "We are so proud of you, Georgia, and lucky to have you," with a blue heart emoji. Not bad. Not bad. Good job, Georgia. And you are so humble. I left out a lot of stuff in that interview that you've been named and all these accolades. So well done. But let's take a break. And on the other side, we'll catch up with our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. Then we'll have Georgia on after that. And then just me, a couple of segments breaking down some stuff.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
This is Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro, back with our latest Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. It's going to be Rockport cross country runner Henry Chadbourne. What's going on, Henry?
Nothing much. How are you doing?
Good, good. We sit here in the mid-November time frame, and that means cross-country season's pretty much wrapped up. The league meets, state meets, and all that. So let's start with the last event for you guys. What was it for you, and how'd things go?
So this past Sunday, we went to our divisional meet. That was at Fort Devens. So our team, we came in 10th and we were, our seed was 10th. So we matched our seed, which is pretty decent.
Yeah.
And I think the girls team also did pretty well, but I'm currently coming off of a sprained ankle. So my hope was just to compete in the race and finish it.
How'd that go?
I finished the race. So
there
I achieved what I wanted to, but I rolled my ankle like a week prior and sprained it pretty bad.
Oof. Was that in a meet or a practice?
That was at practice.
Oh, that stinks, man. This was just, would you go over a rock or something or just something?
Yeah, over a pipe.
Oh, man. That's the hazards of cross country, right? It's outdoors. There's no safety net of the indoor track or the outdoor track, whatever. And, but wow. So, all right. Now, how are you feeling now? Because I know you're not going to play a winter sport, but how's the ankle?
It's definitely recovering. It's definitely getting better from when it originally happens. But I think that race set me back a couple of days of recovery, but that's all right.
What were you like? Yo, I'm not going to miss this. Like, this is my senior year.
Yeah, I went in. I told my coach, I'm going to run this race. But if I was struggling too much or if it was hurting too bad, he could just pull me out of the race.
Yeah. What is your, what was your roughly PR this year? And what did you finish in the last meet to kind of to figure out that dichotomy of this is how I do in a good ankle. This is how I do in a bad ankle.
Mm-hmm. So I haven't checked the scores for, this most recent race yet, but, I'm usually more middle of the pack. I run just under 20 minutes, just around 20 minutes. And this time I was towards the back. I mean, I was coming off the injury. So,
yeah. I mean, were you literally limping your way towards the finish line or how was it? Was it that bad?
Somewhat, but definitely better than that. But
yeah, tape it up pretty heavily.
No, I didn't do anything, but I just had my brace that I tossed on after.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Yeah. So you need a brace for it, even.
Yeah.
Jeez. What a dog you are. That's a compliment. Man, how many miles was it again for that state meet there?
3.1,
like a classic time. Okay.
Yeah.
Man. All right. So pre-ankle injury, what would you say was your top individual performance? What's the one that you're like, all right, good, that was a good day?
This season. So funny thing, I sprained my ankle again at the beginning of the season. Uh-huh. I know, two sprains this season.
Same ankle?
Same ankle, both times. So I was coming off that as well. So this season has been really working on recovery and planning for the next race.
Yeah.
But so far my best race was, who is it against? I think it was Cal's or something. And I ran 20 minutes, 12 seconds. And that was my best of the season, but that was also coming off an injury.
Oh man. So placement wise, wasn't where you hoped it'd be because of the ankle giving you troubles?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Cal's obviously you're hoping for top 12 or something. Is that all-star?
Yeah, I think it's top 15.
Top 15. Okay.
Wait, yeah, no, it couldn't have been Cal. Some meet during the season, I forget.
Okay, it was earlier, yeah. How did Cal's end up going again?
I think we placed 7th or 8th.
Yeah.
As a team, but we didn't make it to anything.
Who's the team, who was the team to beat, in the Cape Ann League this year? Who just ran over everybody?
Hamilton Wenham, for sure. They have so many strong runners, and they just... they steamrolled us, basically.
Is that still Coach Steve Sawyer?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. Coaches the boys and the girls, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I used to cover them for the Hamilton Wenham Chronicle, 2010-ish, stuff like that. And they were, so good back then, too. Girls were really the dominant one back then, but I guess the boys have made a resurgence. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they definitely. Yeah.
So did you, being from Rockport, you combined with Manchester, what uniforms do you guys wear? Is it hosted by Manchester Essex?
Yeah, we wear Manchester uniforms.
Okay. As a basketball player and now baseball, is that tough for you to wear that uniform?
Since I started running as a freshman there and I kind of got used to it. I wasn't like some of my friends from Gloucester who also do cross country. It's a shame for them to be wearing the Manchester jersey, but I take sort of like a pride in it, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. End of the day, you're trying to have a good experience, right? High school exactly, running yeah. And just do your best and make progress, team progress, individual progress.
Yeah.
And sound like the ankle held you back a bit. I mean, now, so you'll take this winter off and should be totally fine by spring for baseball.
Yeah.
What position do you play generally in baseball?
I play left field and some first base.
Okay. And how is the team looking this year, you think, the Vikings?
Team's looking good. Yeah, we have lots of young talent, so.
That's good. All right. What's the big accomplishment for you in that one? Any, like, 4-for-5 games recently, like last year as a junior or anything like that?
No, not that I can think of, but.
No, you didn't bust out one game and just, like, light it up?
Not that I can remember.
Made a great play. Ran back on first base on the hill in Rockport, you know, ran into your right field and nothing like that.
Not honestly, probably, but I mean, I'm good in the base path. I'm super fast in the base path. So
yeah. Imagine what that looks like for Evans Field, that little descent.
I know.
You know, when you come in as a visitor, right fielder. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But we just got the field redone, but still has that hill, but the infield is definitely better.
You know, a great story would be your interview is finding a kid that it was his first varsity game and it was at Rockport and he's the right fielder.
That'd be amazing.
He's trying to make an impression, right? And then he goes in this hill. He's like, what? And like, you can't, it takes some experience to read that ball and go run down a hill. That's like a 45 degree like angle.
Yeah.
Man, that's interesting. Is Coach Parisi the coach this year? Or?
Yes, he is. Yeah.
Okay. That's great to see him in there. I play with him and the townies, right? He's good to have someone who can like mix it up with you guys and like hit. He probably hits really sharp ground balls.
He
like,
does.
Right?
He does.
I love it. All right. So what kind of happens in between that, in between cross country being over and then baseball? So there's the whole winter 3 months. What goes down for you?
So I'm going to be going to the gym and I'm really going to be focusing on my academics as well.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah, I mean, it's college application season, so.
Yeah. Yeah. How's that going? Did you start any yet or finish any?
Yeah. So I've submitted my early decision application to Colby College and then my early action admission to UMass Amherst.
Oh, awesome. Colby, where is that?
It's up in Waterville, Maine. It's like 3 hours north.
I get that confused with Colby Sawyer, which is like Hampshire, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that's in Waterville. So would that be like first choice or would UMass be first choice?
Yeah, no, Colby's definitely my first choice.
Yeah. How come?
Just like I've heard of people, like I have lots of family connections to the school. So.
Yeah. So, oh yeah. Family members that went there.
No, just like family friends that went there and yeah.
Giving it a good thumbs up and you're like, all right.
Yeah for sure.
Does it have something academically that interests you?
Right now, I'm currently like undecided for my major, but definitely something like math oriented, but they have so many opportunities. I mean, I love like going out camping and hiking and they have so many opportunities for stuff like that.
Oh yeah. I can imagine up there. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. So that's good. And what keeps you busy? Let's say Vikings baseball ends and then you got that in between wherever you go to college. What do you do in the summer to keep you busy?
So the past like 9 or something years, I've been going up to summer camp up in Maine. That's really how I fell in love with Maine. And we do like going crazy trips. 2 years ago, I paddled like 18 days up in northern Maine. And this past year, I did 200 miles on the Appalachian Trail.
Wow. So you're going up there to have fun, not to, or is it a job?
No. So far it's been to have fun, but this next summer it's going to be as a job.
Oh, okay. So you kind of like bringing the younger kids along kind of thing?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So you're one of the counselors now that you looked up to.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. You're getting old, Henry. So that'll keep you busy for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
And then dialing it back to the school year, was there anything besides athletics you're involved in that's of note, like any clubs or any academic clubs, like stuff like that?
I'm co-editing the yearbook right now. I'm part of DECA. I'm part of NHS. So I think I'm pretty involved.
What's that? What's that entail doing the yearbook? You have to work with like a company that like designs it, or
yeah, exactly. I mean, I have to lay out all the pages. I work with my co-editor. and our admin, and we have to lay out all the pages, collect all like the baby pictures and everything, and then organize like the sports team shoots and stuff like that.
How's that going, collecting all the baby pictures? Are there any delinquents there sending them in?
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, you just got to email them a lot.
Yeah, text them. It's even better. You kids don't. Yeah. You kids aren't good on email.
Exactly.
So that would be keep you busy. You don't want to make any spelling mistakes. That's like a lifelong thing.
I know. Yeah.
You know what? Run it through the whole thing, all the content. Run it through ChatGPT.
Exactly.
They give me any major grammatical errors, spelling errors.
Exactly. That's
probably be good. Probably be smart to do it that way. Don't rely on it to like edit because it will like cut it or something. Like, believe me, I know. Edit this article, all of a sudden it's like 500 words less. Like, what do you do? How is a school with that, with the AI systems and tools? Do they frown upon them, or they like use them smartly?
It's definitely frowned upon. If you get like caught using any, it's like automatic zero.
And how do they catch you? They think that, oh, AI detection systems.
Yeah, no, I think there's like sites that you can like copy and paste stuff into, and it'll say if it's AI generated.
Yeah, I think someone tested that. They put like a passage from the Constitution in there, and the AI detection tool said, this is definitely AI. None of these systems are accurate. Look, I think the schools should embrace it. I think they should encourage, because that's the world we live in now. And I think to use it smartly as like an assistant, like
like a support thing.
Yeah, don't write me a paper on the Roman Empire. Give me an outline.
Exactly.
Where I can write the, you know, and that's good collaboration, I think, you know.
Yeah.
Give me some grammar mistakes. What's wrong with that? Put it in.
Exactly. Yeah, I feel like that's a good use.
Yeah, find some grammar mistakes. Or even I'm struggling writing this paragraph. Can you rewrite this for me? Just little things like that. But
yeah,
I think it's totally like. Do you know what like the similar effort was when I was in high school, about or middle school, anywhere? It was the calculator.
And now that's become like integral to our lives.
Right. Like, don't use that calculator for math. Like, why? Well, it does everything for you. It's like the first bot. Cool. And Henry, you know, family wise, you mentioned, do you have any family that are athletes in the area as well? Like cousins?
Yeah, I have a little sister who's a sophomore right now, and she's a three sport athlete. She does field hockey, basketball, and softball.
Oh, wow. So she's busy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, baseball is the next on the agenda for sports.
Yeah.
Maine for camping in the summer. So how close is the main place you go to the camping to the college?
I think it's like within an hour.
Okay. Yeah. So that could be a, so you're up there full time in the summer. You don't come back. You
just, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Busy guy. Well, hey, sorry that your senior year was sort of injury riddled, but it sounds like you made the most of it. Wouldn't let it slow you down. Well, it did slow you down kind of, but you wouldn't let it, you know, figuratively slow you down. So
exactly,
it did. But yeah, you're in the running, so keep up the good work. Congrats on winning the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Sounds good. Thank you, Dom. Have a nice night.
All right, you too, pal. Good luck the rest of the school year.
Thank you.
All right, bye now.
I'm Mary Ann Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help.
We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget, whether it's temporary or permanent. Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
North Shore Sports Desk, we're back at it with our latest Moynihan, actually I shouldn't say latest, this is the first of the year, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. You won it for September. It is Danvers girls soccer player Georgia Prouty. What's going on, Georgia?
Not much. Great to be here.
Not much. That's a big lie. State semifinals. Are you guys in the round of eight, right?
Eight, yeah.
Sorry, I'm skipping ahead. I'm making you guys beat Medfield. Just move on to the semifinals.
Yeah.
No, round of eight game. We're talking on Tuesday night, the night before the game. This interview airs Thursday morning, so we'll know the result, but we won't have it for this recording. So we hope for a great finish. But let's just take us to that game. With the tournament, you have all these different teams are not in the Northeastern Conference. Are you able to, get game film, or just kind of your coach tells you what's up with the other team?
Yeah, coach does a lot of scouting for us. He's very helpful telling us who their best players are, and he tells us how we should prepare. In terms of scouting, he does most of it. We could obviously go on YouTube and find some of the film if we want it, but we're confident in what we can do.
Do you do that? Do you find yourself like going down a YouTube rabbit hole on opponents?
Yeah, if I'm bored in school, I'll just YouTube and pull.
Like, what you doing there? An essay? No, looking at Medfield's defense. Like, what's up?
Yeah.
Have you seen them like so far? Like, how do they look?
Yeah, they're pretty good. Obviously, they're seeded number two, so it's going to be a great game. Coach has just told us a lot about their team and how their style of play, and we feel pretty prepared in terms of going tomorrow.
Yeah. And you guys were challenged right off the bat in this tournament. That, it was an overtime game against Dedham. So, what does an intense game like that do for you guys? Is it, give you guys a little bit of a wake-up call, or is it a good thing? Because, like, man, we're a competitive game, so the juices are flowing now.
Yeah, honestly, it's a little bit of both. I mean, our team is pretty familiar with that. We went into overtime last year and double overtime, and we didn't win that game. So we know how it felt, obviously, and we wanted to be on the other side of that, and that ended up happening. But it also just gave us a wake-up call to obviously not let that be an option for us in any games going forward.
Yeah, 100%. So take me to that overtime. What went down against Dedham? Who got the goal?
Oh, I got the goal.
Yay! I figured you might have. How did that break down?
I think they had a free kick somehow. One of our girls won the header, and it went right to my foot, and like a bit before the 50-yard line, I just saw space and I just took it. I just knew there was about 3 minutes left in the first part, and I just did not want to continue. I wanted the game to be over.
Yeah. So you had a little bit of a run there, like 50 yards in, and then you fired it from what, like 10, 15 yards away?
Yeah. I got pretty close to the keeper. It was mostly a power shot. So, yeah.
Wow. That must have, the girls just mob you.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Newburyport 3-1 win, a little bit more of a comfortable win there, right? I mean, didn't, yeah. I mean, I'm sure it was tense because it's a tournament, but you guys seemed like in control of that one.
Yeah, definitely. We, I think, got 3 goals in the first 17 minutes of the game. So we were obviously on a bit of a run there. They were a great team. They didn't stop the whole time. So yeah, it was just a good game for us to see how we can hold a lead. And I think we learned a lot from that game.
Yeah. 100%. So at the time, the Moynihan Lumber, you know, journalists, I guess you can call them, wrote the article. You had 24 goals, 37 total points. I'm sure there's more now, clearly. But, you know, how would you assess your full season? You know, last year you were Salem News Player of the Year. So obviously you had a great season. And now you come in this year and you're crushing it again. You know, how would you assess, you know, what you've done personally this year? I mean, we must have had some goals coming in.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've just progressed throughout my 4 years here. I think that each year I get some, learn something new about myself and up my game in some sort. I feel like this year, obviously, since my last year, I wanted to, you know, play every game like it's my last. And I feel like in this tournament, we've been playing pretty well as a team, and I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all you could ask for, leaving it all out there.
Yeah.
Are you finding, you know, where you're scoring your more than 24 goals now, you know, where are you finding most of your success? Is it like on set plays? Is it transition from like the 50, like your goal against Dedham? Like, mm-hmm. Where are most of those goals happening?
Yeah. Our team, honestly, we score most of our goals in transition plays. That's where I think most of my goals have come from. But also this year, I've worked on my long range shots, and I've gotten a couple of those, which have also been, yeah, long shots.
Yeah, nice. And, you know, the regular season of, you know, the Northeastern Conference is always challenging. You got teams like Masco. They're probably still around, right? Hanging around in their tournament.
Yeah.
They didn't get upset or anything. That's good. Yeah. So you got them, you know, even Saugus, like, was a team that was a force to be reckoned with this year. And so you had a lot of competition, you know, leading up to the tournament. Was the Northeastern Conference as strong as it's been this year for you guys?
Yeah. Honestly, it's always been really strong. It's always tough competition. You never know who's going to come out on top each year. It's great to have the competition during the season because it prepares us for the tournament, and we play like the strongest teams in just in the league. So yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Now, obviously, the focus is on soccer. You have a state quarterfinal coming up here as we're talking, less than 24 hours away. But that said, what happens winter, spring? You play sports, other sports for Davis?
I used to play track. I used to run track my freshman and sophomore year, but I stopped doing that just because it got in the way of some of my club, and I didn't want to not be committed fully to that. So, yeah.
Yeah, so back to club this year after the season ends, the indoor season.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And then spring wise, do you still do soccer all the time?
Yeah.
Wow, you're committed. And then summer comes, before you know it, you'll be at BU, correct?
Yeah.
That's amazing. You know, what's the deal with their team?
So they just won the Patriot League, and so they're going to be playing on Friday in the NCAA tournament against Texas in Texas. So that obviously a fun watch.
Wow, that sounds sort of similar to the BU softball team. Like, they won their Patriot League and then they went to play Oklahoma in the regionals like there. So, wow. So women's sports at BU is really kicking butt, huh?
Yeah.
Any girls you know that are already on the team?
Yeah, I know a few. I've obviously met the whole class, but I knew a few of them going into it.
Yeah, mostly from club or like Northeastern Conference circles? Yeah.
Both. I know a girl from club because she's obviously on the Eastern Shore, and the rest of them I knew from like a club and that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. She is the girl you know is like, or the few girls you know, are they North Shore based?
One of them is. The rest of them are more like South Shore.
I'll have to hit you up about the North Shore one. We'll get her on the show too.
Okay.
Yeah. High school, college, we cover it all here, Georgia. Georgia Prouty's here, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. Let's shift to academics. High GPA, near the top of your class. What gets you excited about academics, and what are you thinking about, you know, next level focusing on?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I can find something interesting in each class that I take at my school, which is obviously really exciting for me. In terms of like next year, I'm thinking of majoring in marketing at BU. So yeah, that's
my cool. Focus. Yeah, there's plenty of job avenues to go with that. I mean, every single company in the world needs marketing. So there's not going to be a shortage of jobs there for sure. And then, you know, that's pretty cool. You get to be in a city and like you can, you know, family can come up, pretty short ride, right?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Is that one of the attractions? Did you have a couple of other schools that like, oh, maybe I'll go away or maybe I'll stay in Boston? Like, are you kind of like flirting with like that option of going somewhere far away?
Yeah, honestly, BU was like one of my top choice because there's just so much like the academics, the location, and then obviously the coaching staff. They were just really welcoming when I first got in touch with them. So it was mostly BU from the get-go.
Sweet. And is that the home field Nickerson?
Yes.
Now, are there dorms that overlook that stadium?
Yeah. Oh,
wow. So you're going to have all the kids like, let's go and run out the windows and stuff. Have you been to some games? Is that what happens? Do fans run, like yell out the windows?
Yeah, they should. But they should do that.
Love it. Cool. And then it's all soccer all the time. Like, do you have a summer job? Like, do you even take a break from soccer? No. You just do soccer.
Yeah, pretty much, because my club team goes into nationals and that goes into July usually. And then high school starts at like the end of August. So it's like a bit of a break, but I still and stuff.
Yeah. So while you're doing varsity soccer, club soccer later, do you mix in any like academic clubs or like that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm in National Honor Society, National English Honor Society. I'm a World Language National Honor Society officer. And then I'm also in the yearbook club. So that's been fun.
Wow. What's the world language thing mean? Do you speak a second or third language?
Yeah. Well, in Spanish class, when you're seniors, they pick like officers, and I got chosen as an officer. And we basically just hold like meetings where we do different types of Spanish activities and like cultural activities.
Yeah. Do you have to speak it for the meetings?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes we do like scavenger hunts and stuff, but yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, you're super busy and I want you to go now because I want you to get back to stressing out about the game, you know, and is that kind of thing where like, it's even a night before a game like this, it's even like hard to sleep or you feel at peace and you're like, no, I can get some rest.
It's definitely hard to fall asleep. And I feel like I don't even need a lot of sleep because I'm just going to be
so wired.
Yeah. So that's always something, but yeah.
Are you captain for the Falcons?
Yeah.
Okay.
Along with two other girls.
Yeah. Who are the other girls?
Maddie Nabowski and Brooke Wynott.
Okay. So will there be like an all night text chain going about the game tonight? Maybe.
We have a big group chat. We always, that's always active.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, best of luck. Big one against Medfield. State quarterfinals, awesome place to be for the Falcons, well-deserved, and well-deserved for you, winning the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. That's no joke. That's North Shore wide, so congrats on that, and that puts you in the running for the Athlete of the Year for the Moynihan Lumber, so good luck with that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's an honor.
All right, we'll talk soon, Georgie. Best of luck.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Good night. Bye.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at pomodoripizzeria.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
All right, we are back at it on the North Shore Sports Desk. Two segments to go. This, I'm just going to let something off my chest. Jake Paul and Mike Tyson is this week, I believe Friday night, on Netflix. Jake Paul, the YouTube sensation, turned boxer. Mike Tyson doesn't need an introduction. I'll be quick, but I will tell you this. Besides the X's and O's, who wins, who loses, how it's going to go down, how it may go down, the fighting styles, I'm no expert there. But what I will tell you is this. I want Mike Tyson to win. I like Jake. I like the things that he's done. I think he's proven a lot of people wrong. I think he's worked his tail off in the boxing ring, and he's become a pretty nice little boxer. Has he fought anybody that's of value in the boxing community? Maybe Tommy Fury, and he lost that one. So there's that. But I don't care what happens. I don't care if he wins in a decision. I don't care if he knocks Mike Tyson out. I hope that doesn't happen. Mike knocks him out. Whatever. The result is going to be the result. It's a square boxing ring with two men in there want to kill each other. So whatever happens, happens. But let me say this. I feel like Mike Tyson is in there representing like the whole Gen X community, the whole Gen X generation. Because we grew up watching this guy, you know, win in the first round under a minute. We kind of grew up with him, like he was the Michael Jordan of boxing. And I feel like his entrance into the ring against the YouTube, Vine, social media, best marketer ever, Jake Paul, is kind of like old school meeting new. And this is an opportunity for old school to just make a statement and say, you know what? Boxing is won in the trenches, in the skill sets that you build, the craft, the work, the effort, the preparation. It's not won on the internet. The internet doesn't make a boxer. It markets a boxer. It doesn't make one. So I feel like Mike Tyson is representing all that is pure in the world of sport and boxing. And Jake, give him all the credit in the world. He deserves it because he turned himself into a standout, a superstar, and a decent little puncher. Maybe I'll say that. Not quite the boxer yet, right? Puncher. So I feel like a victory by Iron Mike would kind of be like a big statement that professional athletes are groomed outside of Wi-Fi, right? They're not groomed on social media. They're groomed in training gyms with good people around them. And Jake has that. That's absolutely certain. But I just want Mike to win just to make that statement. Just to make that statement that old school works still. You don't have to be a social media sensation to be a professional athlete, obviously. So we'll see. I just had to get that off my chest. Jake Paul, Mike Tyson on Netflix. Going to be a lot of fun. I won't be surprised at any result, really, because what's going to happen is Mike's going to go in there And I don't care how good he looks on those clips. You know, it's a old guy's body that are going to be taking shots from Jake, unless Mike can get him early and end it. And Jake Paul's got some power. Got a hell of a right hook. But I hope he wins. I hope Mike pulls it out, because he's kind of like speaking for our generation, Gen X. I'm 46 years old, soon to be 47. And, you know, I think it's our one opportunity to say, this is Iron Mike Tyson. You know, we don't know his Twitter handle. We don't know his Instagram. Well, he's on that too, because he's got to adapt, right? But just feel like this is the time to make a huge statement that grit, hard work, talent, and experience pays off. And tweets don't. This is not knocking Jake Paul. I just want Mike Tyson to beat Jake Paul. Whoever he fights going forward, whatever, best of luck to him. I've praised Jake Paul before. You know, I think he's brilliant and strong and tough, but man, if Mike can just put him on the ground, it'll be a nice statement for us old school boxing fans. All right, let's take a break on the other side. Catch up a little tournament action, see how the North Shore teams are doing.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at pomodoripizzeria.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill. Let's say, Maddie, you can't follow your favorite high school teams.
Is Masco new to the NEC?
Well, don't worry, we got you covered. It's time for the North Shore Football Report.
What is HW?
Hey, this is all gold, everything he's saying right now.
On the North Shore Sports Desk.
I know absolutely nothing about this.
All right, North Shore Sports Desk, we're back at it. Thanks for humoring me with my Jake Paul Mike Tyson take. I had to get that off my chest. Go, Mike. I like Jake, but go, Mike. All right. St. John's Prep and Football Division One. Obviously, they're still kicking after a 42-zip win over Attleboro, and they get Methuen. A little tough Merrimack Valley team that won 35-21 over Franklin. That's at 6 o'clock at the Prep. Division Two for football. We've got no one there. Division Three. We've got no one there for the North Shore. Before, we definitely do. We got Marblehead's in there. So Marblehead plays Grafton after Marblehead beating Norwood 42-6. That's going to be at Grafton High on Friday night at 6. Division 5 on the North Shore. Newburyport gets a chance to go to the number one seed, Shawshank Valley. Newburyport beat Bishop Stang 53-19. And that's it for that division. So only two, three so far. But we move on to Division 6, where you've got Swampscott going to Woburn High to play Stoneham Friday night at 6:30. And Linfield is on the same side of the bracket as Swampscott at Fairhaven High. That's at 6 o'clock. Good luck getting down there at 6 o'clock on a Friday night. Fairhaven is a number 3 seed, so they get their work cut out from there. Linfield does. Numero 7, Division 7, Amesbury's on the road to Mashpee. Amesbury beat Blue Hills 30-8, and that's it for that. So let's look at Division 8. See if we got any teams left there. I don't think so. No. So, yeah. So it looks like 6 is your division with the most North Shore teams left in it. Linfield and Swampscott. The rest have one each, some of them. So we'll see. That kind of thins out a little bit. All right. Take a look at some soccer action. St. John's Prep still around, playing Pocket Carlisle on Wednesday night. Real quick over to field hockey. We'll try Division 2 there for field hockey because no one made the semis for that one. How about D3 for field hockey? No one made that one. D4 for field hockey. They do have a final four set, and it looks like a final set. Uxbridge and Monomoy. So Ipswich and Manchester Essex battled it out in a North Shore game in the round of 16, I think. And then Ipswich lost the Frontier Regional. So Uxbridge and Monomoy in the finals there. How about girls soccer, Division 2? We know Danvers from Georgia Prouty that they're in the quarters. Division 2, Masquinoma is playing Oliver Ames. They're still around. And that's it for that division. But how about girls soccer D4? Hamilton Wynnum playing South Hadley on Wednesday night. And Linfield is playing Tingsboro on the same night. So could get a Linfield-Hamilton Wynnum battle there. You never know. Field hockey Division 4, we already checked that one. Field hockey girls soccer Division 3. Danvers, like we said. And that's it for the North Shore for that. All right, that pretty much wraps it up. Actually, you know what? Let's go on to volleyball because we know that Ipswich is still around and they are playing in Division 2, I believe, Ipswich. Division 3. Still my bad. Sorry, Division 4. Well, Linfield is in it in Division 4. We know that. But actually, let's check 3 for the quarters. Ipswich, Division 4, in the semifinals for that. They've won so many state titles. They got Joseph Case on Wednesday night, and the winner of that plays Bellingham and Millbury. All right, everybody, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. North Shore Sports Desk. We're here every Thursday morning, msnorthshoresports.com. We'll see you next week.